The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. This is a When He Can. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, you don't really want to know. Call the doctor.
Well,
call the doctor.
We're going to find out, actually, today. I've got a subject that will plumb the depths of how you feel. I just came from PT, so I've got all kinds of aches and pains. I've had three back surgeries over the years, and now I'm in PT, which is very helpful. But you come out, you go in with one set of pains, and you come out with a little different set of aches and pains and some exercises. So this sort of underscores what we're going to talk about today, because we all have health concerns, especially as we age, as I am aging. So we've got these health concerns, we've got aches, we've got pains. Now, here's something reassuring. Most of the time, there's absolutely nothing to worry about, but sometimes you actually should go out and get some help. So it's tricky, right? We all know this. When should you calm down? When should you call a doc? That's really the question.
All right. So can I just interject, which I'm going to obviously
yes,
doing anyway, so I apologize. But there's also a generational divide where you and your kids might have a better idea because of how they were brought up than a whole group that's running around right now in their mid-30s trying to, raise their kids. Or I should say mm-hmm. 30 and below who are just starting to raise their kids. Because what I have found with that group is that they're not as they've been marketed to, they've been advertised to, but they also don't know just what feeling good is.
Yeah.
So it
I
makes it harder.
Right.
So
they're bombarded by these advertisements. We talked about this. We're one of the only two countries in the whole world, New Zealand is the other, that allows direct-to-consumer advertising for drugs. So you turn on the TV and somebody's describing symptoms of this or that. And you know what? You can imagine, I've got that. And then the idea is for you to rush out and buy their drug, which, by the way, is always a brand name drug and costs you a bunch of dough. We allow that. And as a result, we buy probably using twice as many drugs on a per capita basis than any other country in the world. Of course, it's nonsense. Having said that, there is a point where you don't want to ignore a real symptom. The advertising that we're being bombarded with makes it difficult to make that call, right? So that's what we're going to try to do today. And I'm going to try to have a little fun with it.
That means
you.
I'm getting tortured. Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm going to describe some everyday symptoms or concerns. And then I want your honest reaction to it. Geez, that never bothers me, that kind of thing. Or, wow, yeah. And then I'll try to tell you when you should chill out, okay, and when you should speed dial your doctor. So, but I want to make an overarching point, and it goes to what you were saying. And here's my point of view on this. You shouldn't overuse the medical system. We do that as a nation, but it's better to be a pain in the butt hypochondriac than a person who ignores symptoms, no matter how painful or persistent. And we've got especially young people who ignore dangerous signs and get rushed to the ER. And I'll tell you a story a little later about that. So at least a hypochondriac is going to be up on medicine. And that might, that's helpful. And I know a story about this because Jerry Delafamina, you know that guy. He's
sure.
The advertising, he's a funny advertising guy.
Absolutely.
He wrote a book back in the 60s. He wrote a book about the big advertising push for Japanese cars with the title "From Those Wonderful Folks Who Gave You Pearl Harbor."
Right.
That is sense of humor, okay?
Right. So from the wonderful folks who gave you
Pearl Harbor. Well, the wonderful. So here's Jerry's in a restaurant. This is the story. Jerry's in a restaurant and he's having lunch, and a guy at another table, a stranger, just faints, falls on the floor. Jerry runs over to help the guy, leaning over him. The guy finally comes to. He looks up at Jerry and he says, "Are you a doctor?" And Jerry said, "Better, I'm a hypochondriac.
It's true.
It's true.
But and that story with humor is really helpful. And it's also, I guess we should say just for good order's sake, that if you have a pre-existing condition or a condition that you know about and are already managing, then this whole thing is not necessarily going to apply to you, because you're going to have a better idea of what, you know, what you go through, what your side effects are, et cetera.
Well, that's true. But we all have not only things that we have every day that we know we're treating, but we've got other things that pop up. And then what do you do? So, Jill, you got to get ready now. Here's the first one. If your ankles get swollen every day, right, as the day wears on, your ankles get swollen, should you chill out or should you call a doctor?
If my ankles get swollen every day, that's not something I have, so I'm calling a doctor.
You're calling a doctor.
That's me. Okay. If
okay, all right. Now I'm going to give you the guidelines here. You actually can calm down if that happens to you, as long as both legs are swelling, okay? Not just one. If one is swelling, then we need a concern about that. If you have another symptom, like shortness of breath, that's something, obviously, for you to call your doctor right away. So legs are swelling and you got shortness of breath, or only one leg is swelling. When one leg is swelling, that can be a sign of a clot. Okay, so I don't want to scare you, but that could be. Or heart failure of some sort. You're just not getting the right circulation. So one leg is a danger. Two legs is probably a sign of something, nothing more than perhaps you're a little bit overweight, which I know you're not, or you're having varicose vein, or you're getting a mild reaction to medicine, and this keeps popping up. This is very common medicines. Let's say you're taking a medicine for blood pressure. That can cause swelling. Diabetes medicines can, contraceptives, even over-the-counter pain stuff like Motrin, Advil, Aleve, they retain salt in your body, and bingo, you have swollen ankles. You stop taking that medicine, it goes away. So you got the concept, right? Two legs, slowly swelling during the day, not to worry. One leg, call your doc. Okay, Jill, let's talk about the over-counter painkillers. Everybody takes them. What if you find yourself, you know, you got an achy back and it's been going on for a week or so, and you find yourself taking 5 or 6 over-the-counter pills every day? Is that a cause of concern if you were doing that?
See, I'm not a good person, because I know people who just do, and I would think that if they're taking X and it's not holding the pain anymore, I would want to know what's going on.
Well, you can abuse this, all right? Now, if you just have a little back stuff that usually goes away within a week or so, okay, a little ache like that, you can take the over-the-counter pills. You can take up to 6. Don't abuse it. Don't let it go on for a long time taking those pills, and don't take more than 6, because if you abuse even things like Motrin, Advil, Aleve, that can block the blood flow to your kidneys. That's not going to be good for your kidneys. It can also raise your blood pressure. You know what happens when that when you're on the receiving end of that? You're risking heart attack. You're risking a stroke. So don't abuse this stuff. Now, by the way, on Aleve, okay, Aleve is better for your heart. So if you do have some heart concerns and you're trying to pick which over-the-counter, lean toward Aleve. On the other hand, if you have kidney concerns, stay away from Aleve. It's easier on the heart. It's tougher on your kidneys. Okay, Jill, you wake up every morning with aches in your hips, joints, knees, or shoulders. If that's happening to you every day, should you be worried or not?
Every day. Out of the blue, or just see, again, I think that I'm not your, I don't think I'm a good person for this, because for me, if it's every day and you're a little overweight or you're a little this and you know what you've done to cause it,
that happens, you're not sure what you cause. Here's the answer. And this happens, this is very common, especially as you age. What you should do if you're feeling those aches and pains every day is to get active. It's the opposite of what most people do. They're afraid, gee, it hurts already. If I move around, it's going to hurt even more. Just the opposite. Go for a walk. Get to the gym. Exercise. If you do that, you're going to find that the aches and pains actually subside. You wake up in the morning with them, but they go away over the day if you stay active. Now, here's the trouble. If the pain does increase with exercise, or your knees, your hands, your joints get red, hot, or swollen, okay, that's a real danger sign. Call your doctor. You could have inflammatory arthritis. You'll need real attention, and you'll need some powerful medicine. So if it's an everyday kind of thing and you can get rid of it with exercise, great. Don't worry about it. If it gets red, hot, or swollen, grab the phone. Okay. And this is the other thing about this is it's probably benign if you're taking certain medicines. And this statistic kind of staggered me. Something like 10 to 25% of the patients who are taking antibiotics or statins for cholesterol, very common, asthma inhalers, all of that stuff, 10 to 25% of those people report all kinds of short-lived aches and pains. Not a big worry, because if you get off that medicine, that the aches and pains go away. You also know it's coming from your meds. It's not coming from a breakdown in your body. Okay, Jill, this one I think will throw you. If you notice bruises on your body, then you can't remember bumping into anything. I don't know what caused this. I got a bruise over here. Is that something to worry about or not?
I don't know. I whenever I see a bruise that's just random, I try to remember what I have bopped into. I think one wouldn't fuss me, but if things just started popping up all over the place, I would be on the phone.
You are bingo on this one. Don't worry if it's unexplained. If it's just one or two, that's not a worry. However, if there are something like five of them and they're on your back or your trunk or your face, that's severe bruising. And that's a symptom to really take seriously. It could be a sign of anemia. It could be a sign of internal bleeding. It could even be a dreaded disease symptom. So you got that kind of bruising. That's something to pay attention to. Mild bruising, unexplained or not, that's no big deal. I mean, and once again, think about your meds. Because if you're taking aspirin, I take aspirin every day, right? If you're taking aspirin or painkillers, Coumadin to thin your blood for sure is going to lead to bruising. Antibiotics, even antidepressants, that can cause the bruising. So again, if it's just random and just a couple of them, you can't explain it, no worry. If there's a real pattern, you got five of them and they're on your face, grab the phone. What this one I know happened to you, Jill. You say nothing ever happens to you. This one happened to you. When you've got a couple of days of stomach upset, okay, nausea, vomiting, let's call it plumbing problems, okay, what do? Do you ride that out or do you seek help?
A couple of days I tend to ride out. I ride out because, and again, this is why I would absolutely disqualify myself. I take a lot of probiotic. I know what feels right, and I have, you know, sort of a like little whiskers, cat whiskers, about when it's slightly off.
Right.
So
sure.
I've got this is just me. So I've got a good sense of when it's right or when it's
right.
Not. So I'm constantly sort of, you know, I'll give it a couple of days to correct.
Sure.
But then
you should. You should give it a couple of days. The fear there is just the dehydration. So drink lots of flat ginger ale. That's what I like. But if you feel intense pain, if you also have a fever, God forbid, if you see blood in your stool, it's unmistakable. It'll look like tar. Don't hesitate. Grab the phone, call your doctor immediately. And I'll tell you, I had those symptoms this a couple of years ago, and I had them for a couple of days, including the blood in the stool. I ignored them until I collapsed, and I was rushed to the ER. I had a bleeding ulcer. I'd never had anything like that before. I couldn't imagine. I had a bleeding ulcer. I'd lost one third of my blood, and I nearly died. No joke. The EMT rolled me into the ER, and I can remember him saying over and over again, "Stay with me, Frank. Stay with me." And I got to say, luckily I did, or you guys would be shopping for a new healthcare detective.
There wouldn't have even been a healthcare detective, actually.
I am usually very good on symptoms, and I don't mess around.
Was that medication induced?
No. It was a side effect of my blood cancer, and the theory is that that's what led to a tumor that then pierced the wall of my stomach lining and caused the bleeding, what I'm calling a bleeding ulcer. So I couldn't imagine it. I think, geez, it couldn't be that bad. But I had the symptoms. I had the pain. And I could see the blood in the stool.
Well, you know, sometimes...
Don't mess around. You know, obviously, don't mess around with that. All right, grab a phone.
Sometimes the best detectives are really the worst detecting themselves. Do you realize that, unbelievably, we have completely run out of time? Like, completely?
I'm going to add one more thing. You know, get a doctor. If you don't have a family doctor the way we do, John Rodman, who's got a wonderful house in Kent, great family doctor. I can call him anytime. I can email him, and he gives me advice. You're fine, or come on in, okay? Get a family doctor like that who'll allow you that kind of access, and then these kind of worries at least are in the right hands.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online or in stores.